Oh, the great gods of Asgard are noble and free. They are upright and forthright as great gods should be. But the Thorn in the midst doesn't follow the rule. The slime is shipmonger called Loki the Fool. He lies and he pilfers, tells jokes that are crude. He's raucous, he's ribald, he's rowdy, he's rude. He tricks and he teases, so he's not really cruel. Just don't turn your back on that Loki the Fool. In grim Jotunheim, where the weather is freezing, he mixed blood with Odin, and who knows the reason? They laughed and drank wine, went on gay escapades, fought withers and trolls, and seduced fair young maids. Now something that hero Odin made a mistake by tying himself to this impudent drake. But I'll tell you a fact, so it makes scholars mad. If the Allfather likes him, he can't be all bad. Poor Lop's reputation is not of the best. He gave Sif a clip job without a behest. He lifted from Freya her most precious jewel, and Thor got his handful when he cried with the fool. He stole iron scepters, which wasn't too nice. They had monsters galore and put Balder on ice. And the gods all berate him for what he has done. Well, gee, can't a boy have a wee bit of fun? They say he's corrupted and wicked indeed, causing mother see all father's whimsical deed. It's not he's perverted or he's illy led, let's just say he's not very truly in bed. He tried to enliven and sedate Asgard by tying the beard of a goat to his balls, and they say that his tongue's his most effective tool, and that's why all ladies love Loki the Fool. To the end of all time he'll roam free through the land, and I'll sing, stir, and change at the touch of his hand. And when the world's old and no funds left in store, he'll blow his doll up and start over once more. No scholars and that's where he's captured and bound, but let's look at the world, you'll see he's still around. For to live here without him would be just too cruel. Oh, Loki, we love you, dear Loki the Fool.